I think what we see today is the result of what happens when students really do stand up for their voice, their right to be heard, their futures. And if you look at the Ofqual consultation, it's very clear that they had over 100,000 contributions this year on the proposals that were sent out. We were in constant communication with our Year 11s, with our 13s, with our families, with staff, and across our trust. And it's obvious that so many people have given their feedback about what this awarding process should look like. And I think that in the end, this is probably the least bad compromise that could have been formed by Ofqual. Obviously, we're waiting for Gavin Williamson to give a statement later on today, and we'll see what devil's in that detail for students and then communicate that with them before the end of the week. But fundamentally, it was never right that an algorithm or a rank order system or something of that nature that was completely separated from the students' work and their grading process and the learning and the things they had done would determine their futures. That could never have been right. What we would all want for our children is for them to have the fairest possible opportunity to get the grades that they've worked for based on their hard work. And I think based on the headlines, it looks like Ofqual have gotten us nearer to that goal.